game on. No, really, like bring your A game or go home. Here's Wes Moore.
Back at it, we're going to the Fidelity Communications Hotline. Bring in Jimmy Carter, WholeHogSports.com. Jimmy, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm real good. I know we're desperate. We're desperate. Fans are so desperate for some positive news, some winning, some good stuff. But are we overreacting at all to the Razorbacks' two wins over the weekend, beating Bucknell and beating Samford?
I think maybe a little bit. I'm in a group text with a few people, and someone changed their name to like Final Four Bound or something like that, and so, you know, that might be a little bit much, but I you know, obviously people are ready to jump to anything with success, and you know, maybe the last couple of years that's been baseball, sometimes basketball. You know, now I think it's definitely basketball. Man, they looked incredible this weekend. I was talking to Phil before on the break, and you know, I thought they would look good. I thought they were going to be a good team. I did not expect them to come out the gate with the kind of, you know, basketball that they played. They beat two you know, pretty good teams, especially Bucknell. Bucknell is a really good team, and I, you know, I kind of went into the weekend thinking if they lose one of these games, that wouldn't be a huge surprise. And you know, not only did they win, the games were over by halftime, and they had just completely blown the doors off the place. Just the way they played in pretty much all facets of the game, they, you know, just so long and athletic. They played with a ton of force. You could just see they were overmatching both teams, and the way they moved the ball on offense was completely different than what happened the majority of last year. So the way that Barford and Macon come out, you know, from day one and sort of show that they've completely bought into the system, and you know, we know they're going to be great, but the role guys were really good too. Trey Thompson did exactly what he needed to. Adriel Bailey looked terrible in the scrimmages, and he was a huge factor in both games and provided a ton of energy, and kind of, you know, he looks like he might be trying to put his stamp on that starting position at the four. They looked really good. You know, I think both games were really fun, so the fans that did come were able to see they were able to see a show, and I think that moving forward, they've got a good chance to start getting this thing rolling, and more people will show up, especially with some of the games they play later on, the Minnesotas, and even, you know, some of the smaller but very good non-conference teams that they play, mid-major schools. You know, they got Fresno State, and then they go to Portland. And, you know, if they can go there 3-0 and make some noise in Portland, I think this team has a chance to get into a position where they're ranked. They got a few votes in the poll this weekend. They just look like a really sound basketball team. And I didn't even mention Daniel Gafford or Darius Hall yet. And Gafford fouled out in like 5 minutes both times, it seemed like. But you can just see his raw skills. And Darius Hall obviously had probably the play of the weekend with that. I mean, who cares who's in garbage time? He took off from outside the lane on that dunk, and just really kind of showed everybody, you know, that these freshmen are different athletically than some of the guys they've got on the team. And when you combine them with the older, experienced guys, I think this has a chance to be a pretty special group.
Was there anybody that surprised you? I mean, but you know, we know what I felt like physically. I knew what Gafford had, and then I know about Barford and Macon and Antoine Beard. Although I didn't recognize the first time I saw him on the
with
highlights,
the
I was like, "Who is that?" And he's lost weight. He's lost a lot of weight. But any surprise?
You know, Gabe Osaboyan didn't play at all, really, in the exhibition games. He might have played 1 minute in the first one and did not get into the second one. Mike didn't use him, even though they're very shorthanded at this point. So I honestly didn't expect him to play. And not only did he play, he was in the rotation. He, to me, looked very advanced defensively for it being so early in the season. His rotations, his help side defense, he took a few charges. He was in the right place a lot of times. And so team, you know, where a team would normally have an open dish into the lane, he had rotated over and taken that away. And stuff that is, you know, fairly advanced that you wouldn't think that, you know, a freshman, much less, I mean, you know, you can't ever put all of your stock into ratings, but he's by far the least heralded of the guys that they signed in this last class. You know, I thought he really looked good. He's not shy offensively, so, you know, he takes some shots that you're sitting there kind of looking like, man, I know your role a little bit, but you'd rather have it that way than the other, where he, you know, you'd rather have him be aggressive than not willing to take a shot and kind of being somebody that the defense can completely ignore. I thought he looked really good when they played him in that lineup with they did it both games where they'd run out the three freshmen, so him, Daniel Gafford, and Darius Hall, along with C.J. Jones, and then pick one of the three senior guards. They put them out there as kind of like the stabilizing deal. That lineup is so long. C.J. 6'5", Darius 6'6", Gabe is 6'8", and Daniel Gafford is 6'11", and the last three, their wingspans are all more than 7 feet. There are a couple plays that, you know, Bucknell came off the screen, and against, you know, it was a good action, and all of a sudden, the point guard sitting there looking at Gafford, just looming over him, and Darius Hall is kind of stunting down toward him, and there's just no place for him to go. So they had to back it out and start over. You know, Arkansas gave up; they allowed a ton of 3-point attempts, and some of those were off of good offense by Bucknell, and they didn't, you know, they didn't defend stuff necessarily that great. But you know, some of them were because Bucknell didn't have any other alternative. They couldn't get into the lane because Arkansas's defense was so good. So their length to me really jumped out, and Gabe Osaboyan was in a bigger role than I expected, and he, you know, he played pretty well. And I don't know that he'll play a lot once Dustin Thomas gets back, but he contributed in a positive fashion the first weekend, and that was a pleasant surprise for me.
I feel like C.J. Jones is pretty important. If they're going to continue playing that three guard lineup with Beard, Macon, and Barford, you got to have another guard to spell them. You got to have another guard injury. You got to have another guard foul trouble, because that's it, right? I mean, is there another candidate step up without Khalil Garland?
No, I mean, he's it. Darius Hall will play in the backcourt. So essentially, they've got five guys for three positions in the backcourt, and of the two coming off the bench, CJ is really the one that is a scorer and the shooter that can provide sort of an offensive punch. And he looked good. You know, he hasn't had that game yet where he just goes off, and you know, dating back to the exhibition. I guess he did go off in the red-white game. That doesn't count, obviously, but he's somebody who can get hot. I thought he looked a lot more comfortable, you know, putting the ball on the floor. He's not going to, at this point, his game doesn't really include getting all the way to the basket, like attacking a closeout and driving, or, you know, creating his shot. And I think that's probably the next evolution of his game. You know, once he gets more experience, especially next year, once those guys graduate, he needs to do more. But right now, he's really good as a catch and shoot guy. You can run him off a pin down, and he's comfortable taking one, two, even three, maybe dribbles to get to a mid-range pull up. And for a lot of guys, the mid-range shot isn't necessarily that great, but for him, just because he's 6'5" and he's so athletic, that his release point is so high, he can create a lot of separation, and it becomes a pretty high percentage shot. And we saw him knock down a few this weekend. He's somebody that needs to be aggressive all the time. And you know, I talked to him for a big story. You know, small school kid, only 500 people max at his gym, and he just came up without really any fanfare or anything, but he plays like he's you know, a superstar. He's got a gunner's mentality, a shooter's mentality, but I thought he played well, like within himself, and didn't try and force anything. So he's going to be very important because they have to have some scoring punch off the bench. I don't know that Mike will start the three seniors the entire season. I would be surprised if he did. He likes to mix it up, but whether starting or coming off the bench, his CJ's floor spacing and what he can do offensively will really be a big part of this team. Defensively, he was decent the last, you know, two games. He didn't get burned off the ball as much as he has in the past. That's been an issue. Still had some some mental errors, but better. And he looks like he's the weight that he put on over the summer has helped him. He looks stronger and better able to stay in front of guys. So I thought he looked good. I mean, there really wasn't anyone on the team. I mean, Gafford fouling out, that'll be something. But really, for the most part, everybody played pretty well this weekend, I thought.
Got Jimmy Carter with us on the Fidelity Communications hotline. Let me throw this scenario out at you. Arkansas takes care of Fresno State. They go out to the PK80 Open and beat Oklahoma on Thanksgiving Day. Friday after Thanksgiving, they're playing North Carolina. More people, more Razorback fans watching Arkansas, North Carolina, or Arkansas, Missouri in football?
Boy, I knew exactly where you're going when you started laying out the scenario. Football's got just more fans, period. I mean, football's always the more popular sport, I feel like. But I honestly think, basketball might get it, especially if Arkansas loses this weekend to Mississippi State and the basketball team continues to look as good as they have. People are going to want to see that, I guess, third chapter, that third rematch against North Carolina. And if they've beaten OU to move to 4-0, I think that there's going to be a palpable buzz around the program, and that'll be a game that gets eyeballs. And I think that there's a good chance for them to do that. OU has been maybe not quite as good as I expected, and obviously it's early, so you can't put a ton of stock on what's transpired, but I think they've got a really good chance at getting that rematch with North Carolina. And like you said in the open, I mean, Arkansas fans are ready to support a winner. They want to have something to cheer for, and if basketball gives them that, then I think they're going to really embrace that.
Jimmy, appreciate it, man. Good to have you on. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Thanks, Wes.
Great job. Jimmy Carter with us, WholeHogSports.com.